This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Total agreement in Washington among our political leaders, Barack Obama and John Boehner.
Defaulting on our obligations is a reckless and irresponsible outcome to this debate.
The United States cannot default on its debt obligations. The jobs and savings of too many Americans are at stake.
But Obama and Boehner can't make a deal, and they've brought their difficulties to the American people, who can do nothing but watch the U.S. Treasury slip closer to a default. Great. At least we have a government running things. Imagine if we didn't. Get that smile off your face. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
That's right, folks. We're trying to avoid a wipe out there. Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 26th. Celeste Headlee is out this morning, but let's get a check of the top news. A deal to raise the debt ceiling seems far away this morning.
The American people may have voted for divided government, but they didn't vote for a dysfunctional government.
Well, they've got one. President Obama says House Republicans are holding the U.S. economy captive unless they get their way. His speech last night was followed quickly by Republican House Speaker John Boehner.
The president wanted a blank check 6 months ago, and he wants a blank check today. This is just not going to happen.
It was tough talk from the Republican last night.
In Washington, more spending and more debt is business as usual. Well, I've got news for Washington. Those days are over.
The White House focused last night on using tax revenues to pay down the debt.
Let's ask the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to give up some of their breaks in the tax code and special deductions.
But the Republicans want the House plan to be the template for actually raising the federal debt ceiling, and that's what John Boehner spoke about last night.
It cuts and caps government spending and paves the way for a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, which we believe is the best way to stop Washington from spending money that it doesn't have.
Except the plan has no chance of making it through the Senate or being signed by the White House. So there's 1 week left for the U.S. government to avoid its first ever default. And here's one thing both sides agree on.
We would risk sparking a deep economic crisis. This one caused almost entirely by Washington.
And there are people in Washington planning for that crisis. We're going to talk to one of them in just a few minutes. In the past 5 minutes, the lawyers for Anders Breivik says his client took drugs during last week's bomb attacks and shooting rampage to stay efficient and awake. The lawyer also suggested Breivik is insane, setting up a possible defense. We're also learning Norwegian police had Breivik's name 4 months ago, flagged when he bought chemicals from a Polish company, but the director of Norway's police says there was no reason to pursue it then.
He's not on our list of people of interest, and we had no knowledge about him, and so he had not been under surveillance.
Nevertheless, Breivik used chemicals from that purchase in Poland in his bomb attack in Oslo. The death toll in both attacks was revised downward to 76 yesterday. The wealth gap between whites and minorities in the U.S. is the largest it's been in decades, according to a study from the Pew Research Center. The recession has hit Latinos the hardest, with the median wealth for Latinos dropping 66% between 2005 and 2009. Paul Taylor is the study's co-author.
In 2009, when the recession was officially over, you had the median wealth of white households 20 times that of black households and 18 times that of Hispanic households.
We'll explore that Pew Research Center study and determine what median wealth is all about. It's an interesting statistic. You'll want to stay tuned for that. And this morning, oil giant BP reported second quarter earnings of more than $5 billion. Well, I guess they've bounced back. Asian markets are up. European indices are down. Futures are mixed for Wall Street, though. The Dow gets underway at 12,592. The S&P opens at 1,337, and the NASDAQ begins at 2,842. President Obama and John Boehner had their say. What's yours?
I'm trying to teach my son how to manage money And the people that I've always told him he can look up to can't manage anything.
Coming up, we're going to take a look at that August 2nd deadline. Is it a form of sort of governmental doomsday? We'll talk in just a few minutes. And add your voice to the mix. What are you concerned about if a compromise isn't reached? Is it campaign hoopla or real serious talk of change in Washington? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.